Yeah, okay, good evening, gentlemen, good evening. How was your day? You went in today?
Yeah.
Busy?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, nice weather.
Packed
everywhere in town.
Yeah, did you have traffic?
No.
Okay. Okay. People are slowly out.
That's getting back to normal.
Yeah.
Tourists,
tourists as well. You notice tourists?
Yeah.
Oh, really? yeah. Looks like. Yeah. Okay. An interesting halacha tonight. Interesting halacha. We're going to be learning about the square. Anybody into maths? Yeah. You okay with math? Okay. So we're going to be learning a little bit of. We're going to be learning a little bit of the halacha of the square, of the halacha of the tefillin being square, the button being square. Let us see. Why in Simon Lamed Beisif Lamed Tes tefillin, the tefillin, bein shel rosh uvein shel yad, whether it's tefillin shel rosh or shel yad, halacha lemoshe misinai is an ongoing tradition all the way from halacha moshe misinai, which basically puts in a level of what? If it's halacha moshe misinai, it's on the level of a Doraisa. So we've got Doraisa rule, Halacha Moshe Sinai, Shiyu Merubois, Betofon Velachsoinon. So the Halacha is that the Tefillin must be square, completely square. Tehainu Shum Ribuon Mechuvon Orko Kirochvoi, that it should be completely, it should be an a real square. In order that it should be shilem oiso alachsoin shamu chazal kol amse beribua amse betechum shebalachsoino. It should have an outcome of having such a square, like Chazal tell us that if you have a real square, then you've got the diagonal of being. How long is the diagonal going to be? Maths, Narabo Isai. If you've got a square armor, an armor on an armor, how much is the diagonal going to be? Pardon? 1 2/5. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. What's the mathematical code for that? 1.14? What is it? I don't remember it in Sukkah, but could be. Okay, if you've got a real square, I need a real square. Yeah, so Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol amse beribua amse v'treichum shebalach soino." V'tzorich lerabea mokom shavon v'gam abatim. You need to ensure that the mokom shavon must be square v'gam abatim. The batim must be square as well as the mokom shavon. What's the mokom shavon? Pardon?
Inside.
Nope.
The base.
What do you call it? Yeah. Yes, that's right. So you've got. The actually bought filling really. If you look at the platform. That's it. The platform. There you go. Yeah, the filling. Yeah. So the base should be square, and then underneath it, yeah, the platform is good. Should also be square.
But
this is not accurate because.
Isn't it more of a rectangle?
Yeah, but you get the idea. This should be square, and this should also be square.
Very
sheevish, very sheevish. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The answer is yes. It must be exactly the same. Okay. So to what extent? Good question. Let us see. We've got further guidance on your question in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, firstly and most importantly, tzivin kuf ayin gimel, shemurubois must be an absolute square. Vim lo yoso, merubois, if you didn't do them square, ma'akev b'dyevet, it's even ma'akev b'dyevet. So if you've got tefillin which are not complete square, they are like slight kind of roundish or anything like that, then it's ma'akev b'dyevet, it's tefillin apostle. Mikol mokim im ein lo tefillin acherim yenicham, if a person has gone over tefillin, he should still put them on. If a person doesn't have any other tefillin, he should still put them on. for the time being. In the interim, you should put on tefillin, although they're not square. The Be'alacha discussed that it's not so posh at all, and the truth is, I also don't fully understand it, because if it's ma'akev b'di'evet, what's the point of putting on tefillin which are not fully square? But yeah, so yeah.
Better
not. Why?
Because you may be fulfilling the mitzvah on a certain
level. Why? Somebody once told the Chazon Ish, I may have mentioned it previously. Somebody once mentioned the Chazon Ish a certain chumrah. And Chazon Ish said he doesn't see that at any point. I don't see that chumrah being. I don't see the point of this chumrah, the Chazon Ish said. He was generally known to be quite stringent in many halachas. But in this particular case, Chazon Ish didn't see any reason to be machmir. So the person who was the asking kind of, he said, oh, she can't shodden. It cannot do any harm. It cannot do any harm. So the Chazon Ish says, remind me of the Meshuggah of Kosovo. Now Chazon Ish came from Kosovo, a place called Kosovo. He said, remind me of the Meshuggah of Kosovo. That's what the Chazon Ish said. He said, why? He said, every village had a Meshuggah, yeah? Every village had a Meshuggah. Nowadays we've got them Pardon? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So this was a small village. So there's a Meshuggah in Kosovo. He would walk around. So the Chazon Ish said, he came from Kosovo, the Chazon Ish, he would walk around with frames of glasses without the lenses. So somebody went up to the Meshuggah of Kosovo and told him, what are you doing? He said, I'm wearing glasses. He said, but what's the point of wearing glasses without lenses? He said, it can't do any harm. So the Chazon Ish said, you're telling me to do this chumrah, you can't do any harm. He said, it's like the Meshuggah of Kosovo, you can't do any harm. There's no point. So that was the Chazon Ish. If it's an Achamash, we've seen that they've got to be square. So I'm failing to understand what's the point of putting on tefillin which are not square for the time being. So the only thing which I can think of is the following. We're going to get later into details about what is really defined, and it's a very hard question to define what exactly is considered square. Define square.
It's empirically easy to define.
How?
The two sides are the same length as the horizontal pair are the same as the vertical pair.
You're going to measure it?
With the ruler.
And if it's going to be a half a millimeter off,
it depends how exact you want to be.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look at the Mishnah Yosef Cotton Kuf Ein Hei, and that will lead us into this discussion. Should be an absolute square. The length should be as the width. Mamish. And then he adds a via shir chomim kol shir sheish loy ba'alach soin be'izchum shim noisaf al ois v'shir kam tzuch shim merubah mamash. So he adds a via that there is that mathematically a rule that you're going to add if you've got absolute square, the diagonal is going to be two fifth. Let us just look at this question of it. The poskim are very busy discussing, which is define that, because if you know, it's always going to be a question. We always have that, like how? Yeah, okay, it's got to be square. Okay, very good. But how do you define? It's going to be equal width and length. So what yardstick are you going to take? I mean, if you take a general rule and you see it's a millimeter off, is that a problem? Then you know that in some scientific experiments, if it's a millimeter off, you're completely off track. I mean, you tell heart surgeons you're a millimeter off. He's going to say, what's the point? Like, you know, I'm not operating, it's a millimeter off. Tell somebody he's dealing in microchips and, you know, thinking 1 millimeter off, it's like going miles off the track. So, you know, how are you going to say, no, we're not that precise. Okay, you're not that precise. So what is it, a centimeter? What is it, an inch? How square, how much are we going to say that it's going to be exactly this width, like the length? Yeah.
Both. It's not just the square.
No, what do you mean cube? The height?
Yeah, the height.
No. So the answer to your question is the height is not included. The Ramah said explicitly. I should have read it. If you look at the Ramah, Aval goiva patim, says the Ramah, ein lehakpit. The goiva, the height of the bais, you don't have to be careful. It doesn't have to be the same.
So you can have like a top hat.
Yeah, you could have, in theory, you could have a, you could, if you want to really show off in shul, your tefillin. Yeah. So if this is the what you call the based, and that's the ma'avart over here, and that's what's called the bais. So this and this, this and this must be square, must be the identical length. This and this, this must be the identical length. But if you want to make a top hat over here, or you want to make it shorter, that doesn't matter. It's not, how do you call it? It's not a cube. No, it doesn't have to be a cube. It's a square, not a cube. Yeah, you, practically speaking, yes. But if you see that it's a little bit off, a couple of millimeter off, or even more, it wouldn't matter. It's not part of the, it's an any hakbit. Any hakbit.
Ideally, it should be, though.
I hear what you're saying. Any hakbit. I don't know. I don't know. The lashon of the Mishnah, of the Rama, would indicate that there is such a. That there is such a lechatchila. However, from the Bialoch, it doesn't sound like it. And the hakbit, the ribua loy nema, elo al oirich v'roich. It sounds like there is no such a loch. So that's that. It's got to be absolute square. Rabbi Yisai, it is very hard to find in the poskim a precise, concise, sharp way of measuring this. How exactly? So I think that a lot of poskim agree that it's going to be lefira ois. Normally, when it comes to the Torah, we always say that what is the yardstick? How do we measure things? It's the, what's right to the eye. What's right to the eye? So generally, we look at what's considered for the eye. For instance, when do we say that?
Sukkah.
When in Sukkah?
By the schach. The schach is too high.
Yeah, but yeah. Where else do we find it? Tzitzis. Where in tzitzis? Yeah, that's right. Absolutely correct. That's very true. We look at a square. We look at a square. What is considered in our physical eyes? What's considered? So you don't have to start measuring it and taking any equipment to. So generally speaking, we look at what is considered to the naked eye if it's considered a real square or not. There is a machlokes aposkim. Are you meant to take a tape measure and start measuring it? A lot of people do. A lot of batimachas nowadays will do, and they will check. A lot of abonim do, but a lot of many of the most famous achronim sell this absolute need to do that. If it looks square from pretty close, you look at it and it looks square, and then you are fine. There's no reason to start measuring. So now the community will be, if you look at, you check your tefillin and you see this 2 millimeters off, but from like this you can't actually tell. If you turn them out like this, you can't tell. So according to the postman, this is fine. It's okay. It's fine. Seek no further. It's okay. Even though, by measuring it, you see it's a couple of millimeters off. Yeah, same idea. That's right. Same idea. So, yeah. Now, I want to add of you a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, which says of you in Sifkot Kufay and Zayin. And Kufay, let's start with Kufay and Vav and Kufay and Zayin. Kufay and Vav. Tzorich lerabea gam zehu me'aloch lemush misina ledaz roif poiskim. So the fact that the Tetura also must be square, both the base, the Tetura and the batim, both must become square. V'gam zehu beribu agomu kumo be'atfira v'afiru v'mamash melechis abatim dainu shibitachlis atzimtzum kimat nanimna mikol mokim. It's nearly impossible to have it absolutely sharp. A square mikomokim, nevertheless, koma the efshel le'odom la'aso is binyan zeh. Whatever is physically possible to do and realistic to achieve, bevadai chayv u'la'aso is, certainly should do so. Sifkot m'kuf ein zayin. Moshovon, vu'atitura, dainu shiachtecha mavatim be'estodov k'di shenika ribu atitura k'di lekamon. Now he says, and I skip a few lines, yeah, so I'm skipping a few lines. Towards the end, nowadays, a lot of people are careful that this should be square. People will check this over here frequently, but when it comes to this over here, and the tefillahs as well, that they'll be completely square, you know, the stitches inside it, they should also be absolutely square. People sometimes forget that. And he says, it is common knowledge that people will check that this is square. That's great, because it's true. But often people forget two additional requirements. One, this must be square as well. And base, the tefillos. We know that tefillin have got stitches in and out. Those stitches, which are very visible, must be square as well. You've got to ensure that it's square all around. The stitches must be... Yeah. They must be square. Now, again, so this must be square. The base must be square. And the string, the stitches must also be square. Sometimes people neglect that, says the Mishnah. A person should ensure that they are. Mishnah Berurah adds now something else, which is one of the very important reasons why a person should ensure to buy tefillin from a Yiras Shamayim. And that is the following. When we say, when we talk about the tefillin, what is the tefillin made out of? As we've discussed previously. Leather. Now what happens on top of the leather? On top of the leather, we're always going to have... It's a layer of, quite a thick layer of paint. Yeah, you've noticed, yeah? It's quite a thick layer of paint. Okay. Now imagine, the Mishavu speaks about something interesting. Mishavu speaks about, when we talk about it being square, what are we referring to? The leather or the paint? Good question. So here says the Mishnah Berurah, no, it's the leather. When we talk about the batim, we're talking about the essence of the batim, the essence of the tefillin, which is the leather. He says sometimes what people can do is they can cheat. They can cheat. How do you cheat? You cheat. Well, yeah, exactly. That's it. You fill it with thick dye. So in theory, you could have a non-square bias. In theory, you could have a non-square bias, and you take a lot, and you say, oh no. Oh, what am I meant to do now? I've stropped this up. But you don't want to lose this financial gain of selling a good set of, buys. It's a lot of money. So what do you do? What would the non-Yirei Shemaim Batimacher do? He would pour a lot of thick dye and fill up the holes in a way that it now becomes suddenly, fill it up in a way that it becomes a nice equal square. Which, according to Mishnah Berurah, it is not square. This is not square. That means that it's fascinating because you've got over here a tefillin which looks externally, it looks a beautiful square. Wow! This is a 1,500 pound set of tefillin and it looks beautiful square and everything. But in reality, it's not visible to the naked eye. But essentially, what you've got over here is tefillin which is? Puzzle. Interesting question. I haven't seen anything in the poetry about that. I do not know. I haven't seen anything in the poetry about it. I would guess that it's probably based on what we're saying now that it's fine. Yeah. Now again about the paint, we keep on saying absolute square, and then it's got to be nice and smooth and everything. But a miser, it is also evident in the poor scheme that if you've got some unevenness within it, that will not matter with the avet, because we're not referring to such an extreme degree. It doesn't have to be, if let's say you paint a bit more, let's say you have a bit of paint, and it's a bit thicker, or it's a bit higher, something like that, that wouldn't be considered. So the poor scheme says if there's slight unevenness because of the paint, even if it's visible, that wouldn't be a problem. The poskim say the Shulchan Aruch continues. Asomu boys. Shulchan Aruch continues. What if you made him square? V'achazman is kalkelu rebuon. If you made him square enough, does they? You made them square, and over the years they turned a bit, their squareness got, wasn't so square anymore. So again, we're talking about outfilling is not so likely, because outfilling are harder, like gases. Although, you've got to be really careful. Knocking against the wall, that's one thing. Yeah, don't chuckle too much if you're dabbing in front of the wall. Pardon? Yeah. Or what is something else, which is even more common every single day? It's really important to know that. When you put the tefillin back in the box, You've got to do it straight, as opposed to. So it's very. I know it sounds silly, but watch yourself tomorrow when you put the tefillin in. You got to do it. You must do it gently, like this, horizontally, as opposed to.
Only the head one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Whichever. Yeah. You got to just make sure. Yeah. You got to make sure that you settle them in without knocking the corners, because like this, over the years, they will turn very, very. It's gonna go round. So he says, if over the years this you gotta make him square again. When it comes to the batim, you also must make sure don't make one tefillin a lot bigger than the other. It should be equal size. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Kuf Pei Beis that if one is bigger than the other, that wouldn't be accurate. But yeah, but it's just more, it's nicer, it's more elegant. If both tefillin are the same, size. So don't have that oversized, you know, over here and small over there. It's not right. You should try to have them the same size. But again, it's not makir b'dievet. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that when we say over Yesh Misha'oim, as some say that Yesh Misha'oim, that you should fix them, it doesn't mean that there are disagreeing opinions on that. Everybody holds like that. If Kodon Kufpei, Yesh Misha'oim, Ein Cholek Bezeh, nobody's arguing on this. The Chamechar, Kebab Mekoim, Mishab, many places just says that kind of wording. Kmosh Kosav Le'el, Siv Kodon Kuf Chav Gimel, everybody agrees with that. And of course, if they're not square anymore, one should fix them. Yeah.
What happened back in the day in Europe? Did everyone have their own tefillin?
Yeah, tefillin was something that people used to own them. Yeah. Yeah. It was very rare to share tefillin. The question is, how often do you need to check the tefillin that they are square? I mean, I know sometimes people have. Do you need to check regularly? Do you need to check? Like we know we check the tefillin, we check the mezuzahs, we check all the things as well. Do you need to check the tefillin are square? Do you need to physically put and I only think check, okay, are they square, and you start measuring it, etc. Do you need to do that, or not really? So the answer is no. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to do that. The kim de rebuonu alach la mishmasina b'chol shayta v'inon shimu. But as mikol mokim, en tzorech le moedudon b'chol yoyim, you don't have to measure them every day. Im rebuon kayem, shemamidim oisim al cheskosim, there's a concept of a chazaka, of an established fact, and you don't have to check them at all. It is the chazaka that they are still square. Even though shiroish in this gal, unless you have got any evidence and you know that they have gone, they're not so square anymore. Vim nisakim atitura, shebeetzim umurubara, isakim satitura, nireis, kumush enumurub, viachsu visakim. It is, though, interesting to say so. It is a good idea, though, every now and then to have a quick check on the tefillin. It's the sofim and the batimachim recommend that every now and then you should take a tefillin home. And in the evening or in the afternoon or whenever you have a bit of time, let it be a Sunday, you unroll it, you look at them, and you make a bit of a check on the film. Because when we wear them, and the truth is when we daven, and we don't actually physically check on the film, of course, yeah, something we're seriously wrong, of course, we'll notice, but sometimes we don't scrutinize the film sufficiently, and therefore it is a good idea that the sofim and the batimachim recommend every now and then, every, you know, a couple of months, or perhaps even once a year, take your tefillin home, check the ratzuas properly, check the tefillin properly, see if they're right, and imagine they wouldn't be yours, to be somebody else's tefillin, what would you comment on it? And that's a good idea, a good practice to do sometimes, just to check the tefillin if they're okay, to give kind of MOT on the tefillin. Rabbi Sai, we learned this evening that the tefillin should be made an absolute square, whether tefillin shliya, tefillin shlosh. This is halach l'mashim sinai. If they're not square, one is not yoitzer. We spoke about the height, which is not included in this halacha. We said the diagonal is going to be, if it's an amah, the diagonal is going to be amsa v'trei chumsha. We also spoke about the fact that the bottom basis, the mokum shavon, the titura should also be square. We also spoke about the string. The string should also be a complete square. And we mentioned that, despite the fact it is a chazaka, but if over the years they seem to go wrong, one should check and of course fix them if they turn out not to be right. And ideally, both furniture should be the same size. Good evening, Abbas.